The Zero Hunger Trust Fund has made significant strides in advancing food security in St. Vincent and the Grenadines as it marks its 10th anniversary. The agency is celebrating a decade of impactful initiatives aimed at eradicating hunger and strengthening food resilience nationwide. Director and Chief Executive Officer of the Zero Hunger Trust Fund, Sophia Hornbeek, said the agency's mandate is to implement programs that support the national agenda of building resilient communities capable of withstanding food security challenges.
The Zero Hunger Trust Fund is a statutory company established by the government to finance program to eradicate hunger in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. That's the simplest way I can put it. So we do a lot of work with the most vulnerable. We do a lot of work to promote food security. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of work to make sure persons can have sustainable livelihood. Those are the main areas we work with. Just for those who don't know, we've been established, as you said, 10 years ago. Started under the Ministry of Planning, although it's a company. And then our portfolio then went over to the Ministry of Tourism, ETAL, which has responsibility for sustainable development.
Hornbeek said that over the past decade, the fund has supported a plethora of projects focused on building resilient communities capable of withstanding food security challenges.
The National Food Security Drive, that's the most recent project people would remember and know about. After Hurricane Beryl, there was a scarcity of vegetables. We realized that there was a significant hike in the prices of food on the market. So we started a program with the Ministry of Agriculture, with the Farmer Support Company, to encourage everybody to grow their own food. And throughout St. Vincent and the Grenadines, we distributed seedlings, we distribute chickens. We show people, we train them how to do backyard gardening. We encourage them to be their neighbor's keeper, and right now we are seeing the fruits of that. But that also says to us that we are learning and we are producing our own food, and what excesses we have we could sell in to make income or share with our neighbors, while the traditional farmers might be willing to supply like supermarkets and so forth. So we did quite a bit of work with that.
The directors said they have also been involved in programs targeting vulnerable children and adults nationwide.
We have some programs that we've been running for 10 years. One of them is a program we call LENS, which is the Learning Enhancement and Nutrition Support Program. That program supports children. We realized at the inception that there was a high absenteeism from students not participating in school because they didn't have anything to eat. So we started to support children with books and school kits and so forth to make sure that they could go to school. And we have about 21 schools that we now support with school meals. We pay for the meals, the children eat for free. And that is one of the programs that we think has been most impactful. Then we have one we call Golden Years Nutrition Support. This is where we look at our elderly and take care of our elderly in terms of we give them a monthly cash transfer via bank card. We started out with a voucher system. Now we're doing a bank card to buy groceries every month. We look at the most indigent elderly and we try to make sure that they have something to eat every day, maintaining their dignity and make sure in their older age, after giving back to our country and building our country, we make sure that they are taken care of.
Director and CEO of the Zero Hunger Trust Fund, Sophia Hornbeek. As the Zero Hunger Trust Fund marks this significant milestone, it remains steadfast in its mission to create sustainable solutions to end hunger in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.